It's Friday, which means it's time again for StoryCorps. We are approaching the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. And since 2005, the StoryCorps project has partnered with the National September 11th Memorial and Museum to record one story for each life lost. Connie Libetti worked on the 99th floor of the South Tower, the second tower to be hit. And at StoryCorps, she remembered how she made it out alive with help from her boss, Ron Fazio.
Ron turned to me and he said, "Hey, look at that plane. The plane is flying too low." And I didn't really pay too much attention. I'd been in the towers for so long. I had seen so much airplanes, helicopters, blimps. But Ron, he screamed, "It's going to hit us." I just stood frozen. I didn't move. I couldn't move. I could see it coming closer and closer. I could see the AA on its tail. I could see the tinted windows of the cockpit. That's how close I was. The plane, it was just swallowed up by the building. It was just gone, and all there was this red, black smoke. And Ron, he said, "We have to get out of here. Go to the staircase." I remember hearing the PA announcement come on, "Do not evacuate." But Ron, he knew he had to get us out of there. And we all just made it out okay. The next day, about 8 o'clock in the morning, the phone started ringing. And it was my boss, Ron's son. I just immediately started to tell him how much of a hero I thought his dad was. And he got us all to the staircase. And he said, "Connie, when did you see my dad last?" And I said, "He didn't come home." The last that was heard of Ron was that he was out of the building. He lent somebody his cell phone just as the tower came down. So they think that he might have been hit with the debris. He actually wasn't supposed to be in work that day. I think of that. I think of if Ron wasn't in that day. He's the reason I'm here. There's no question about it. Most of us survived that day because of him.